I think the most encouraging common theme is that there's a commitment to investment in our infrastructure. This is, I think, the most important thing the government can do that's within its control to maximise the prosperity of Britain in the future. The quality of both our road and rail networks holds the country back. It adds cost and delays to all our journeys. It also increases the amount of emissions that are put out. So we're very encouraged to see pretty much all the main parties committed to more investment in infrastructure. And the key thing we'll need to see is that they're held to that, whoever wins, and that they do actually deliver the improvements on the ground that we need. We absolutely think the new Lower Thames Crossing needs to go ahead. We're very happy with the plans as they've been laid out. It's a very important route for international connectivity for the whole of the UK. It'll also be important for managing traffic flows in Kent, because otherwise the Dartford Crossing and some of the motorways leading up to that are going to be absolutely congested. We really need this crossing in the future, and what the next government needs to do is to get on and build the thing and as quickly as possible, because we are all going to need this very soon.
And apart from the Thames Crossing, obviously it's a major thing, what else needs to be done in the way of transport in Kent?
Another part we need to see delivered is the promised lorry area on the M20 to help with Operation Stack. We're always worried that for whatever reason in the future there could be further disruption on cross-channel traffic, and it's unacceptable that when that happens that Kent's roads should be shut and Kent shut down for business. There needs to be a much better facility to deal with that. There's a good plan in place, but the government needs to deliver on that as soon as it can and follow through on the commitment to spend the money on building it.